When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Acts 2:1. Luke, the author of Acts, shows us the scene for one of the most miraculous and transformative events in the history of the early church. The Jewish festival of Pentecost, celebrating the first fruits of the wheat harvest, had drawn a great multitude of people from across the Roman Empire to Jerusalem. Gathered in that upper room might be Jesus' disciples and those people from humble backgrounds like fishermen and tax collectors. They would not know that their lives were about to be forever changed by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. As the sound of violent wind filled the house and tongues of fire rested on each of them, they were suddenly empowered to speak in various languages they had never learned. This strange phenomenon drew a crowd of bewildered onlookers from every nation under heaven. In that diverse, multinational, multicultural, and multilingual crowd, something miraculous occurred. Each person heard the message of the gospel in their own native language. In this incredible Pentecost event, we see a powerful picture of God's desire to gather people from every culture, nation, and tongue into his family through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Just as Jesus had commanded his disciples to be his witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, so this outpouring equipped them to take the good news to the ends of the known world. Though gathered together in one place, the disciples were paradoxically scattered to reach the multitudes through the miraculous ability to transcend cultural and linguistic barriers. The same spirit that empowered boldness and inspired even Peter's sermon also facilitated the communication of the gospel across diverse people groups. In this, a greater reality was foreshadowed that the message of Christ would spread from Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria to the very ends of the earth through the power of the Holy Spirit, working in and through Christ's disciples. This Pentecost reminds us that the same Spirit is still at work today, gathering people from every tribe, tongue, and nation into the family of God. Look at us, how many nationalities we have. We have various peoples here from every world. Korean, Sri Lankan, Indian, Malaysian, and New Zealand, and Dutch. Even whatever nationality. The church is called to be a multicultural, multilingual, unified yet diversely expressed community under the Lordship of Christ. I believe that
These are essence of the church and also the calling to us following Jesus' way. Thus, we are gathered together in Christ while also being scattered as ambassadors of the good news to all peoples. Like those first disciples, we have been empowered and sent by Holy Spirit as a witness of the risen Christ to our communities, cities, and the world. Where are we sent to? We are sent to Endeavor Hills United Church. The same Spirit that enabled the disciples to transcend the cultural barriers equips us today to embody and share the love of God in compelling ways across ethnic, linguistic, and cultural divides. Our differences in language, food, music, and cultural expression are not obstacles to be overcome, but beautiful realities to be celebrated as we experience the unifying work of the Holy Spirit, bringing people of all backgrounds together into the family of God. The church is called to model reconciled diversity. People transformed by the love of God, empowered by His Spirit, to live as one cross-cultural boundaries that so often divide the world around us. At the same time, the church exists not just to gather people who are different, but to scatter them back into the world as ambassadors of Christ and ministers of reconciliations. Just as the disciples were scattered by the Spirit to spread the good news in ways all could understand, so we are called and sent to share the boundless love of God in word and deed across all cultural divides. This is the mission why God sent us to our church, Endeavor Hills United Church. As we celebrate Pentecost, let us embrace the power of the Holy Spirit together and scatter. Let us joyfully join the multilingual, multicultural chorus of praise to the one true God who makes us one family in Christ. And let us scatter outwards, empowered as witness of God, witness of God's love and truth to all people, no matter their cultural or linguistic background. The same Spirit that came at Pentecost still moves today, gathering diverse people into the family of God while sending them out again as ambassadors of Christ to the world. Let us embrace this reality as both gathered and scattered people, united by the one Spirit, yet beautifully diverse in our expression of worship and witness. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, fill us anew with your Holy Spirit. Unite us, your diverse family in Christ. Empower us to transcend the barriers and share your boundless love across all cultural divides. As you gathered and scattered the first disciples, so gather and scatter us as ambassadors of reconciliation to the world. Amen.